Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Marius.
Wow, sexy Owen. What's going on?
And I'm with Abby.
This is going to be a cool dynamic today.
This is a podcast about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Denmark. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in general.
It's a sexy Owen, but he's also he's a little bit strained also.
Sometimes that's
sexy
like,
strained.
Sometimes sexy takes effort. You know, like we all act like, oh, like if you're sexy, you just don't care. Like, oh, like whatever. But that's not true.
Right.
Owen, the most stress that Owen shows, like the more stress, the sexier. Right?
Yeah. I happen to be from Ireland, so I bring an Irish perspective to things. Abby, my wonderful American friend, is from America. And Marius is Danish.
Oh, I didn't get any wonderful friend or compatriot.
It's been too long.
Marius. He's from Denmark.
He doesn't want to encourage your come-ons today. He's like, listen, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're
the way fine. We do this podcast is we talk about news articles about life in Denmark. Or it could be Scandinavian, or it could be news and articles in general. But of course, we do fall back on the old trusted experiences.
Oh, XP.
Because we all live here
old
in
trusted
Copenhagen.
Experiences.
And we have comedic timing and background, so we should be able to tell a yarn.
Oh. Well, this curious kitten is ready.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you've clicked on the wonderful Copenhagen Post,
yes,
who we partner with and write articles for. Or you could have joined us through Spotify, where you're able to give us a 5-star review. Maybe even iTunes, where a written review does a lot of work.
This is the most professional, sexiest, and slightly strained introduction of the year, Owen. I'm floored.
And it's the last one of the year, my friend.
We finally cracked it. Yeah. We finally cracked it. Okay, guys, if you give us a 5-star review on Spotify, was gonna say Spacify. How many more do I need to get another face cake? I don't know.
Where another 100?
105 reviews.
So 95 more.
95 more. We're looking for 95 more reviews because actually the thing we were going for here was I needed us to get 100 reviews on Spotify and then I earned from Marius and Owen a face cake, which is a cake with my face on it.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what was your imagine. What did you sort of envision when you saw the face cake compared to the actual face cake?
You know, I think I imagined as many possible outcomes, like as there are kinds of cake. You know what? I was like, maybe this is going to be a cupcake.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like,
were you thinking like, is it cake? But like, it's a full Abby.
Absolutely considered that you guys could go that far. Like, absolutely, like, put me and that cake in a lineup and ask.
And we'd have to guess.
Which one crime in my dreams. And I think I have considered that. What I was not expecting was what I received today. I did receive my face cake. Yes. I am not disappointed.
Really?
No, really not. Although I did receive a lot of apologies.
I honestly thought you might be upset with us.
Yeah.
Upset with you?
Yeah, I was worried that you'd be upset.
I have a 5-year-old. I am used to ugly art. I am really used to ugly art, and I know the way to respond.
Okay.
It is a Toblerone cake. It is a few fair shades darker than my actual skin tone, I would say. It's a very round cake, which was, it's not far off. But
there's been a few more tanning beds.
Started tanning when they were 12. Yeah. This is if Abby started tanning when she was 12 and never
stopped.
Yeah.
You sleep on that bed.
Yeah. And then there were three eyes on the cake, three eyes and one like puddle of white icing that was apparently a mouth and looked like I looked rabid.
Yeah.
The cake is delicious. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. It also features one of my least favorite Danish candies, which is the cola flavored snørbånd. Mm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Snørbånd. Yeah. Which is shoelaces, like kind of like Twizzlers, like skinny thing, but it's like they do a thing here where they flavor things like cola. Of course, it cannot taste like cola because the main feature of a cola flavor is like bubbles.
Liquid.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Two main features, and neither of them are in the candy. Right. Fizzy and liquid. Mm. Anyway, they do it with freaking everything in your candy. You're like, this is cola flavored. No. If you just have to embrace that it's not that. I feel like it's really, you're really trying. Anyway, it does look like my hair. It's what it.
Now, just a few things to clarify. One was it was two eyes and a nose. Okay, granted, it was actually another eye, but we used it as a nose.
I did think it was a very small mouth, which I thought was an interesting take.
Yeah.
Since what you got, the feedback I've received from you guys about the way I use my mouth is not. That sounds so gross.
But then the icing would have been like a weird beard, like a white beard. And
yeah. I thought I was drooling from my little mouth.
I had a beautiful image in my mind where we would sketch the outline of Abby's face and be so clearly Abby, like from a distance, you would be like, oh, that's Abby smiling on her Instagram photos or whatever.
Yeah.
It was so far from that. It was some sort of
you brought a vision and I'm sorry I did not manage to fulfill that vision.
No, Marius, I'm sorry. It is the composer's fault that the orchestra did not perform. It is the composer's fault. I take
full responsibility. It was the, you know, my hands did the dirty deed.
Oh, I do want to know this. Like, who is the main decorator?
I mean, overall, vision made by my hands.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, wow. So, okay, that's really good. I am saying, like, I'm eating it right now.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
That's good.
Really well done. Yeah. Picked a Toblerone cake.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of the best things about Europe and airports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, love Europe.
Love a Toblerone.
Love Europe, love Europe.
Of course, you don't do Toblerone, because, I'm sure you can get Toblerone, but you would never get them. I mean, you can't get a Toblerone
But
cake.
I really feel excited by the pyramid shape of the Toblerone. I feel like...
triangular chocolate.
Yeah, and, you know, in the golden box, and it, I just feel like Toblerone makes you consider what's possible in the world, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wait a second.
You can make a giant triangular thing sell?
Of any size?
Yeah.
You could sell a Toblerone.
A teeny tiny one? A massive one that you have to put over your shoulder?
And even though you know you can get Toblerone like any place, including every gas station in this country, if you receive one as a gift, feels good.
Yeah. That's true. It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there's something else. Tis the season and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. There's something that I noticed, and I'm going to say it. There's two candies. You mentioned candy. You mentioned cola candies here in Denmark.
I did.
You did.
Go on.
But that rang a bell in my head. So there's one particular thing that's very Danish, a type of candy that's very specifically Danish, and it's a very divisive thing. And I'm talking, of course, about...
Licorice,
yes. Right? Everybody knows, and if you don't, you do now. When you move to Denmark, licorice is everywhere. It's a really popular flavor. People love it.
The saltier, the better.
Insane. Like, it'll blow your head off. The really salty stuff is insane.
Yeah.
But there's another really, really Danish sweet that is in everything.
Hold on a second. I need to say, not everybody loves it. Some people hate it.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But some people are me.
Yeah, sure. A lot of people hate it. Okay. But it's divisive. But it's right, big divisive. Here. It's big here, right?
Very big.
But there's another Danish flavor.
Marzipan.
Yes.
Oh, love what's marzipan.
What's
love
with the marzipan, though?
Love it.
Marzipan's everywhere here.
Yeah.
Everyone has a drawer, right? You have a drawer at home? You have a drawer? Like full of snacks and stuff? You have your snacks drawer?
No, nothing makes
it. You don't have a snacks drawer?
Nothing makes it to a drawer. We have a cabinet. I mean, if it's really good stuff, it's not going to... It's not going to last. Like, no.
You have a drawer? Yeah, I got a snacks drawer. Yeah. And we have a snacks drawer, and it's full of different stuff because we've been getting gifts and stuff like that. And we have pure, and this is when I really was like, okay, this is too far. There's pure marzipan bars. Like, it's just like a coating, a basic coating to keep it in shape of chocolate. And then it's just you bite into marzipan.
Oh,
and I've been told not to eat those because I have to save them for my partner.
Like, it's... It's full.
But what's with that? Marzipan in my head is like the double, it's like a layer of cake. It's like you got icing, you got marzipan, then you got cake. That's the way it's meant to be in my life.
Marzipan to me was the was a character on Homestar Runner.
I don't know what those words mean.
Okay, there are going to be 30% of listeners who really know what those words mean. Please write to us at copinginCopenhagen@gmail.com. And then 70% who feel the same way. Homestar Runner was like the original funny internet cartoon series that was like... And it was so funny. And I remember that it was like when I was in high school, maybe it was junior high a little bit too. It was like if you liked Homestar Runner, it like classed you as like a different. Like it was like if like some people was like indie music and like some people's like if you like and think Homestar Runner is funny, then you're a really funny person.
It's an online cartoon.
Yep. It was it was an online
animated,
very funny, and there was a character on it called Marzipan, and I didn't, and I learned that Marzipan was some kind of candy thing from that, and then I moved to this country. It apparently is just like almonds and sugar, right? It's like just
that what it is? Yeah, okay, yeah.
But it's like I never had had it before here, or I never had known about it, and I certainly wouldn't have liked it, but like here,
no, but it is mostly used as you kind of said, like it's an additional thing in a pastry or some kind of
Except JK. Here, where you get like the snowballs, you get those snowball things in.
Those are great.
Yeah, full of marzipan.
Marzipan.
Crack into that. That's a marzipan.
Yeah.
I had a whole.
Snowballs are like little like chocolate balls. They're kind of like malt balls covered in like white sugar stuff, and then inside it's just like a circle of marzipan. Yep.
I had a whole marzipan pig. Like no chocolate, no nothing.
But that's the
just
thing.
Just a bow.
That's do you know? Do you not know about those?
I ate that for a whole Christmas. Like from I hid it from my parents, and I hid it under my pillow.
Oh,
yes. That's fucking disgusting. And then I would nipple on that before I went to bed without my parents knowing.
This is the cutest thing. I love Marius even more. It is upsetting.
I don't like marzipan now.
But do you know, like, you guys, because marzipan pigs are like the initial, the original, like, almond gayo, right?
I think you might be right, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm out Danishing the Dane.
So Amangel is
the maybe
Dane,
it's a, no, I think it's an elven scale. Like for, you know, we have those four Sundays.
Extra presents, yeah. Extra
what's
presents.
What's the Amangel?
Okay, so when you...
When you eat the Risengrul and you get the almond.
Yeah, the
Dane. No, you don't eat Risengrul. You eat Risenlemang.
Oh, yeah. Well, some
Danes. Oh, my God.
So a lot of Danes eat Risengrul.
So, not with the whole almond. So you, there's a Danish dessert that's like rice never, pudding.
But it's a very specific time you eat it.
Yeah, you eat it on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Like after the meal.
Yeah.
Actually, after the presents in my family, you do presents first and then you do Risengrul. Oh. I mean, Risu the monk. And then it's like rice pudding that is really good.
Yeah.
And cherry, warm cherry sauce on top. And in, and it's all made up of like chopped almonds and rice, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And porridge. I don't know. I don't know why it's good. Don't ask me why it's good. But then there's you save one whole almond.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the Risenlemang. You put it in this giant bowl of rice pudding stuff. And you mix it up. And then the person that finds the whole almond in their bowl. And people like Danes are psychos. So if they find it early, they will hide it in their mouth so that people eat more until they're like, they feel really ill. And then that person, when they present the whole almond to the group, wins a present.
Mm-hmm.
And that present, as I understand it, better than Marius apparently, was like a marzipan pig.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
But now it's anything, like basically junk. Like you buy a piece of junk.
I thought it was everyone gets a marzipan pig and you have to eat it to find the almond. I thought that's what you
meant. Oh, God. That sounds even worse.
Yes, it does.
No, but then if you're Marius, you hide the pig under your pillow. That's the, you nibble on it before Ben.
Yeah.
How long do you think it was under there? How many days of nibbling the pig?
I don't remember if I made it all to the 24th.
I
think I quit myself, sort of. I sort of confessed. Yeah, because like this is
don't you
good.
Think that this could really be a Danish saying, like nibbling the pig? Oh, don't nibble the pig. Like that would be such a Danish thing, and it would mean like don't do too much of a good thing because then you'll outdo. Don't you think?
I feel like there's something. Yeah, you can nibble the pig. You can nibble the marzipan pig, but you can't hide it under your pillow.
Oh,
I feel like that sounds like a saying.
Yeah.
What's that in Danish?
Du kan nibble på marzipangrisen, men du kan ikke gemme den under puden.
That's going on the shirt.
That's going on the t-shirt.
That's going on the shirt.
That's so good.
This
very
is
good,
great.
So
this
good.
Is really
write us into write us in and say tell us what you think that means.
Yeah. I think this is a really good naturally occurring holiday episode.
What do you mean?
Like, we didn't come in here being like, what kind of Christmassy things are we going to talk about?
No.
But we're just like nibbling the pig, you
nibbling
know?
The pig. We're just nibbling the pig, but don't put it under the pillow.
We're not putting it under the pillow.
I'm shooting the shit, nibbling the pig.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to think about it. I'm gonna meditate on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would like to try something.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, you've already given your hand a baking today, so, well, not baking.
Yeah, well, that's not
what happened.
No.
Pretty sure you poured liquid sugar on a Toblerone cake.
Yeah, that's what baking is, right?
Yeah.
I would like to do a little segment. It's a very short segment. There's two bits in it.
Sure.
But things that pissed off Danes during Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like it's kind of building on what you've been doing a few times. I was talking about this is the country with the, the very Western problems. When we have problems, it's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
So here are two fairly ridiculous problems. First one, Arla has ruined Christmas for a lot of Danes. Who
is
like
that
to,
a milk thing?
That's
the milk
dairy
company.
The milk producers. Apparently, they made back in October. They introduced a new sort of screw lid on their cartons for milk, and this screw lid is attached, so you can't get it off. And this has just infuriated hundreds and hundreds of Danes, and they have been sort of since the end of October just been. Posting on Facebook all their fury about how really pissed off they are about this.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I think it's great. It really speaks to sort of not having... Yeah,
they changed it back, right? They declared. Arla was like, we're going to change it back.
What was the problem with it? Why were they complaining?
They're considering it. Arla admits sort of that the screw lid is too hard to replace.
Wait, I thought it doesn't come off.
Yeah.
I think it's like if you unscrew the lid, if you're unscrewing a lid that is attached to the carton, it's hard to like re-screw it on because it's attached. Like it has like a
so it's got a little thing.
I think it's got a little thing.
Sorry, this is good audio.
It has something to do with the new EU rules regarding like plastic and stuff like that on lids. So that's
wait, what's good audio?
This is great stories. This is good stuff for the listener.
Hey, have you heard about these lids?
Wait, hold on. You screw it? I'm sorry. I'm loving it.
So So this pissed off the Danes. Maybe Arla will go back and have regular lids that can be removed.
I had a moment this week where you get the milk cartons of Glug, you know, from Netto or whatever. And we had one of those, and I was taking it out to recycling. And you know, you like there's the plastic part, and then the cardboard of the
wait. Glug is it's like
mold wine.
Yeah, mold wine. So wine you warm up,
and you can buy it in fucking milk cartons. Here.
Yeah, you buy it in milk cartons. It was sold out the other day. We tried to get some.
Yeah,
what happened there?
Yeah, there has been a raid on Glug. I couldn't. I had Glug, but I had no Glug mix.
Wow. Cute. This is fun. Everybody's really into it this year.
It's surprising. This is the most gluggy year I've had. I've been in so many places. People are like, I get houses and stuff, and you're like, oh, glug. Mm. I'm like, yeah, I'll have a glug. Everyone's got glug at the moment.
Yeah,
wow.
And hence the shortage. But I had this really, I don't know, embarrassing moment on my own outside by the recycling area where I live. And I was like, oh, I'll take the plastic off, put the cardboard in. And I couldn't get the plastic out of the cardboard, the container. And I spent ages just pulling it. And I was like, come on, man. To myself, I'm like, come on, you can take a little bit of plastic out of cardboard. Come on. And I pulled and I gave up and I just threw it all into the cardboard.
I think you are just supposed to do that.
I think you are.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think it's allowed.
They're not expecting you to... You mean the plastic inside of the...
No, I'm not like... No. Like literally
the faucet.
The thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
The Glug faucet.
The Glug faucet.
The tap. I don't know what you call it. What do you call that? The opening?
Well,
when you can do like two words for that.
Yeah, the lid. But
the
then the thing that lid is attached to.
Yeah.
The spout.
The valve. The valve. The sprout. The sprout. The snout.
Why, mate? Marys, you can't be so excited for valve and spout at the same time.
Well, spout is correct. That's why.
Spout. Okay, right. We're going with plastic spout. Yeah. Okay, sure. Plastic spout. I couldn't remove it, and it was very embarrassing.
But that's all. Yeah, I don't get that either, and I'm sure that's why there's been this. But then why would they make it so it's stuck to it? Because then that would make it. Because I actually do remove the lid bit, and I recycle that bit in the plastic, and then the card I just throw out in the regular trash. Mm. Yes, and I think that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, it goes regular trash.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what am I doing? I'm putting in the cardboard.
No, that's actually really that's worse because that means there's the same with a pizza box. If you throw that in cardboard, but there's food. Bits on it.
Watched, not if you eat the food bits.
I watched a thing about this.
If there's still remnants of sauce, you know, that's gonna go moldy.
I wash my cardboard. No. Really? Are you not meant to put that even if you think it's clean?
Yeah.
Wait. I watched something about this. I have some information.
Okay, good.
Okay, this was Stuart Goldsmith is a United Kingdom, a British comedian, and he was like interviewing people that work at recycling plants in the UK, so it's a little bit anyway, but if you have a lot of grease in a pizza box, you can't recycle it.
Well, that's always then.
But if it's just a little bit, like some places put a piece of paper under them. And actually here I find the place that we order from the most puts a piece of paper under. And then if you look and it's not really greasy, you can recycle it.
Okay.
You can recycle cardboard. But yeah, if it's really greasy, pizza boxes, no. Also, this was something that I maybe kind of knew rattling around in there, but I hadn't. I really liked hearing the recycling people say. Stuart Goldsmith, again, he asked them, which is better, aluminum cans or plastic bottles? And aluminum, they were like, aluminum every time. Yeah. So much better. You can use aluminum. You can recycle aluminum like forever.
Yeah, it's a really, it's like, yeah, I've heard
and
that
plastic too. Bottles you can recycle like 7 times and then they become black plastic, I guess, which is unrecyclable. Unusable.
Get away.
Yeah,
really?
Just 7 times. Which I
is that why they say that the plastic recycling actually doesn't do anything?
Well, a lot of places that I think this is not from that thing that I watched, but a lot of places just don't do it. A lot of places because it's hard. And so
but I heard that it's
but yes, like seven times. Yeah. So
what, that is not, it's not, plastic is just like not even,
But it is really, I really liked the numbers, like 7 times feels like more like a reason to not, I don't know what I thought, how many times you could.
Infinite, maybe. I would, if you'd asked me, like, I would have been like, probably you could just keep going, right? I mean, you just keep recycling.
Isn't that nice? I like that one. I can buy some cans now. I can buy cans instead. No problem. No problem.
But then what about the when you're sort of producing aluminum? Doesn't that have some...
Well, I personally have never done it, Marius. Okay, so don't
when
look at me
smelting,
like that.
Abby, when you're smelting.
Yeah, when you're smelting.
I have smelted, okay?
Actually, you probably have,
I did, actually. Yeah. I went to, is that what the Iron Age stuff is? I did that.
I'm not sure. Did you melt?
I banged.
Sounds like smelting.
It's almost January. It's almost time. I shouldn't even be telling you guys this, but it's almost time to sign up for the Iron Age. And you got to, like, scoop... You gotta scoop these things because they open up.
Are you making
up.
A comeback?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going back every year.
Oh, no.
Oh,
really?
My God. This is like our thing. We're gonna go back every year. I'm not gonna tell you guys what week because Owen's always trying to tell people where I live. And for that week, I'll live in Lyra. You guys can go every week of the summer if you want to find out. But yeah, the first week of January, they go on sale and we're gonna scoop in there so I can smelt.
There's a sale?
No, well, they go on sale. Oh. There's not really a sale. It's like 8,000 kroner for my whole family to pretend that toilet paper doesn't exist. Okay. All right. We're really willing to pay a lot of money
to use leaves.
To be uncomfortable.
To be really uncomfortable.
Marius, you said there was a second thing. What was the second
thing? Okay, so bear with me this one.
This is the bad one. The one with the plastic lids.
That was the exciting
winner.
Bit.
I was trying to say, what can we do?
I love this, Marius. We need to be more supportive of Marius. Listen to how he folded after just a little bit of teasing.
I know.
We really need to be.
Sorry,
we're excited
Marius.
About
we're
this
excited
segment.
This. We're
excited
we're
about
sorry.
It.
Okay. So, I thought I'd tell you a little story, and this is because DR, they're turning 90, and they're sort of like some of our hits,
DR,
some of our
TV thing.
Yeah, Danish radio.
90.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know who else is turning 90 next year?
No.
S Train.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Owen
so,
loves the S Train.
I do love the S Train.
He loves a good train. He loves a good quiet train.
I do.
Yes. Back in the 1st of December, 1998. Well, okay, premise. We talked about this. That's a big, big, big tradition. The Christmas TV calendar sort of shows in Denmark. All the kids, adults, we all watch them. There's several on different channels. It's a big thing here. Back in the 80s, there was a bit of a crisis because DR hadn't, nobody had sort of bid or come with any ideas to make one. So all they had was the Moomin Trolls, sort of, they had that they could sort of show during as the Christmas calendar, right? But they wanted something they could produce themselves.
Yeah.
So, but very few people were interested. The money was low and it's not seen as a prestige project, maybe. But two dudes, one called Paul and the other called Edit or Nula, they took sort of the challenge, and they came up with a show that they pitched, and they didn't have like a fully formed idea. The basis of the idea was we're gonna find Santa, the real Santa.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Then we're gonna go a bit more maybe serious, sort of like a sort of almost like documentary style on it a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other idea they had was that they're obviously not going to find Santa, but on their quest to find Santa, they're going to fall into a hole in a forest.
Mm-hmm. This is the kind of idea I could roll with.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the rest of the show is pretty much just them in a hole.
So it's low production value.
Well.
Oh, God.
Then they thought, oh, we needed some kind of extra thing. So they invented like a flying camera kind of thing.
What?
That I'm trying to grasp how this would work. But in their head, that was supposed to be sort of that it wasn't controlled by them or DR. This was like a flying thing. And that was supposed to somehow make this more real.
Okay.
This is from the article.
It's like a fly on the wall.
Yeah, I think something kind of like that, right?
Okay.
And not only that, they wanted to kind of also, I guess, to make it more real, they went into hiding. So,
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Didn't want any contact with the
press. I'm really trying to stay with you on this, man.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to stay with you.
So wait, the people.
So the two creators, Paul and Nule,
went looking for Santa in a documentary.
They're also
style.
In the show. They're like the two characters in the show, and they're in this hole.
Went into the woods.
Can we take a pause?
Fell in the hole.
Can we both just make a guess now about where we think this is going?
That's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, you sound like you already have one.
Oh yeah, I
formulated.
Have.
Go for it.
They're still in the hole. They're still in the hole.
So they never get out.
It's 1998. They've been in the hole since 1998. It's 2023. They finally decide to revisit that as a Christmas calendar, and now they're looking for the people looking for Santa. And we know that the people are in a hole, but where's the hole?
I'm going to say Santa saves them.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say Santa pulls them out of the hole.
Did you say Santy? That is so cute.
Santy.
Oh, that's really
Santa.
Cute.
Santa. What do I say? Saint Nicholas.
Santy is good.
Santy.
Yeah, keep it up.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You're closer to the truth.
That's Abby.
That's me? Wow.
So they start this show. They just do the first two episodes that's like a pre-record thing, and the rest they're kind of just doing sort of day by day. And they hide in between. So they go hide in a summer or like a house. Mm-hmm. So the press can't talk to them because they want it to seem like they're actually lost in the hole.
Blair Witch? What's going on here?
Wait.
So in 1998, they hid in a...
1980s.
Okay, so they hid...
The whole of the 1980s.
1980.
Okay.
So they hid for like the month of December? They hid...
Yes.
Oh my God.
And they were like sneaked in to do the recordings. Like, so the press couldn't like... Were the press hounding them?
What,
yes, they actually were.
What?
Because from the first two episodes, people were enraged. They thought this was like, there's no Christmas in this. Kids were angry. They were bored by this. They were like, it was just getting torn to pieces, these episodes.
Yeah.
Mostly because it had very little Christmas.
Yeah.
Or it had no Christmas because it's two dudes in a hole. And then this flying camera thing.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
What is going on here?
Yeah, I know, they're just like during the days and every episode, they're just getting hounded in the press. DR receives 130,000 complaint. They receive 130,000 letters.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 of them are positive. The rest are just like shitting all over.
Wow. This. Okay.
Yeah.
130,000 letters.
Yeah.
There are like 140,000 people in Denmark.
This is back in the '80s.
Yeah. Like, 10,000 people were like, "I'm just gonna take a nap today," and everybody else was pissed enough to like buy postage.
Yeah.
That's wild.
These two dudes are not sort of because they're also not kind of getting the negative press because they're in hiding. So it's like DR's program chief is like the only guy receiving all the complaints, and he's like saying to them, "You gotta throw in something Christmassy." So at one point he convinces them to put a Christmas tree in the hole, but that's just put in the corner of the hole, and they don't do anything with it until the 23rd of December. Then they decorate the Christmas tree. And they don't find Santa, and that's how it ends.
What?
Oh, wow. Yes. Did people come around? Were they like, actually, we like this whole stuff?
Well, some people came, some people actually thought it was amazing. They thought this was...
avant-garde?
Sort of
I mean?
A bit avant-garde, and they sort of read into this and said it was something pertaining to Norse mythology and something about the Fenris wolf.
It feels like an early draft of being John Malkovich.
Meets the Blair Witch Project.
Okay, yeah.
Do you have a?
I disagree. As a being John Malkovich scholar, I must say,
I wrote my thesis on being John.
There
Malkovich.
Is no Santa Claus in being John Malkovich.
There wasn't a Santa Claus in this either. Do you have a photo of the hole? I need to visualize this.
You should be able to look. I mean, here you can see one of the characters.
This is fucking mental.
I don't know what.
Denmark, you crazy bastard.
I would look it up. I'm pretty sure you could probably find something
there
on
was
YouTube.
The picture he just showed us was like of a man in a bow tie basically Frenching a hamburger puppet.
A hamburger snake thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'd watch it.
I mean, for all of the good things in Denmark, it's a bit weird in places. It's a bit strange sometimes.
Here you can see the Christmas tree when it was decorated in the hole.
If you didn't tell me that this was something that Danish people didn't like, and you just told me the plot of it, I would.
They had a narrator as well.
Okay.
Hulefolket at se.
Okay.
That's a nice 80s Danish.
That's really nice. I think I would just believe that this was absolutely something Danes loved.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, so you got Dillerman.
Yeah, John Dillerman.
You got John Dillerman.
That's a cartoon character with a long, long
very, very
penis.
Very, big penis for children.
Magical penis. Yeah,
magical.
Wearing penis. A striped turtleneck. Yeah. A striped penis turtleneck.
Riga.
What's
the
that?
Kingdom.
It's like a hospital.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's just a very peculiar show.
Oh, because it's about like a haunted hospital.
Yeah. It's Lars von Trier. It's very out there. Uh-huh. But like, you have a track record of some mad stuff on TV. Well, actually, that's just two things in 30 years.
Well, we can throw that in.
40 years now.
Look on his goal.
Mad stuff. Yeah. But I love it. It's great fun. Keep it going. All for it.
I want to watch that.
So if you want to see it for yourself, dear listener, you need to search for Jul, J-U-L, and O-G, so Jul space,
O-G,
Grønne, G-R-U, letter O with a dot in an arrow through it, what's it called?
That's cute, an arrow,
and
a line, uh-huh.
Jul og Grønne, Skov, so Skov, S-K-O-V-E.
I wonder if anyone's going to actually pay attention.
I'm going to look it up.
So I got some news. The leaders of the country have been recognized by the Financial Times. DC, the CEO of Novo Nordisk, who is the leader of Denmark now, yes. Let's be fair, has been voted Person of the Year by Financial Times. Most influential person of the year.
There's some issues with their slimming, the thinning, what's it called? The diet thingy?
What's it? Oh, that one's called, they're called...
Viego?
Wegovy.
Yeah.
Wegovy, and then they have Ozempic?
Ozempic and yeah. Wegovy.
Yeah.
And Ozempic is the diabetes medication, and Wegovy is a like lower dose of that for... that people are using
apparently they're
weight loss.
You have to have sort of, you can only get this if you sort of actually show, you know, too big of a BMI or actually have weight problems. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people, because it can be a little bit dangerous if you're not sort of, and you just take it to
lose a bit of weight.
You feel like you want to lose a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Then it's not that great because there are side effects to this also. And
I think it's also like something
especially
that
you have an eating disorder,
so
you need
to keep using it for like ever. Like I think.
Oh really?
Well,
for
I
it
mean,
to work.
Well, I think like I don't know. I listened to an episode of Maintenance Phase. I think that was about it, and that's a podcast that I thought the episode about it was really good. If you want to listen to it, but I think that it's like this as a medication, it like is changing. It's like changing the way that diabetes can be treated. It's like very clearly a good thing, but in terms of like the way that some people are using it. For like weight loss,
which I think is the main thing now.
Well, for so Ozempic is the diabetes medication. Yeah. Wegovy is the like the offshoot that's for weight loss. Mm-hmm. But like there isn't like when it's a diabetes medication, these people are going to take it for the rest of their lives to manage their condition. Mm. And so similarly, when you stop, I don't know a ton about it.
Sure.
But I think the thing is, like, nobody knows a ton about it.
No.
And so, like, to jump on, like,
I think it's, like, 2017 they first introduced it, and it was only for diabetes. All this weight loss stuff came afterwards. It's like, we talked about it before. It was a side effect of what they were trying to do.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's really interesting, I think. It bewilders me that anybody would take a medication where we don't actually know like what they're going to be faced with like in 5 years
have you been to Jolene on a Friday night?
What is Jolene?
Jolene's a nightclub.
Oh no. Absolutely not.
That's what people take as medicine there.
Yeah, so they're like, not sure what's in it.
The crazy thing about me is I'm much more likely to be watching a advent calendar about people in a hole.
But everyone's looking for... Everyone's looking for a quick fix, right?
I
just found it was interesting. This guy, the Danish guy, they're saying he's quite unassuming, I think is the phrase they were using, or I can't remember the exact phrase they used.
The Novo Nordisk guy?
Yeah. It was just
the Financial Times Person of the Year?
He's very low-key. That's what they're saying. I'm like, he's Danish, man. He's Danish. He's one. Saying he's the most influential person in the world. That's a nightmare for a Dane. They want to be like, shut the fuck, just leave me. No.
Isn't it really like not a nightmare, but so great that somebody else said it and I don't have to say it about
myself. Totally,
how embarrassing.
But they still have to do that. But to be fair, I mean, like, fair play. Amazing, like, this company's going like gangbusters. But it's also a bit like... I mean, you lucked out, man. You lucked
Isn't
out
it?
In a really
I was
good,
thinking when like, I saw that chemical. Headline, like, Denmark must be, like, that this, it kind of, like, made me think about this way that, like, countries must really be rooting for their companies because, like, right, like, Novo Nordisk is going to change. Novo Nordisk's success this year is going to such greatly impact the Danish economy that it is now a Lego, a Maersk, and Novo Nordisk.
And Novo Nordisk is above the other two, right?
Yeah,
now.
And like those two are such, like Lego is a Danish company in Billund, and it's like, what percentage of the economy in Billund? It's like 80.
It pretty much is the town.
Yeah,
right?
It was like of the tax, whatever. Anyway, it's really like
I think
you
call it Lego town or something, right?
Yeah,
it's wild. But like, I think it was just interesting the way I think about. You must try to incentivize companies in your country to stay to do mm-hmm. those. Anyway, I saw an episode of Born about it too. So I gotta know some stuff. I don't read the news, but
I heard somebody who does.
Yeah. Listen, I did watch a whole 3 seasons about a Danish prime minister. Okay.
You might have a few more American friends coming by as well. Actually, Abby.
Oh yeah.
There's
what?
You have signing today, America and Denmark. I lost you.
Boring. Make the Americans talk. Make the Americans.
Oh, look, hey, Abby, I'm doing sock puppets. Abby needs sock puppets when we talk about politics.
Not politics, but okay. What is it? Tell me what it is.
So there's an agreement made between Denmark and America that they were going to have more closer relations when it comes to military and defense. And
again, no one has asked me for my feedback.
I saw the letters. You just didn't reply. I saw the letters. They came in the post. You're like, nah.
Boring.
DM me if you're serious. That's what she said.
I have noticed, actually, we were talking about something last week, and I was like, I've never been invited to the American Embassy in Copenhagen.
Not once.
If you are listening, and you have...
What, the American Embassy?
Yeah, if the American Embassy is listening right now, I will say...
I'm sure that some sort of secret service are listening to this.
They're like, oh my God, what is she saying now? Yeah. I'm open to an invitation. No. I'm open to it. I will give you my feedback on this. What is it even? I don't even know.
I didn't even finish.
Well, it was boring. Okay, they should have thought of that.
So Denmark and America have made an agreement. Long story short, America's going to be able to have military personnel for long-term basis in Denmark. In Aalborg and a few other places, some air bases and stuff like that. So you could have this kind of thing of... Because, like, I know in Germany and stuff, they have people who, like... American military, like, based in Germany for long periods of time. Yeah. So you might have, like, these families that now move over and, like, you know, military families who spend, you know, years living here. So you might have a whole new bunch of American friends with Jabby.
Okay.
Yeah? That's
nice. I do like
That's
Americans.
Nice. Yeah, they like you too.
And then I always thought that I didn't like... I married a soldier.
Yeah.
I always thought, like, never. I would never do that. And then I did. Yep. I fucking did. Yeah. Yep. So, you know what? I can't
You got
to
wait for a year, though. It's got to go through some... There's got to be a few things signed and ticked and blah, blah, blah. But by next year, they'll
I feel like you're finally getting how you need to talk to me about this. You need to say signed and ticked and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah. All right, great.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, thanks.
Merry Christmas. That's my present to you.
It sounds like it's going to be a long time coming. But I do appreciate the face cake.
No worries.
Face cake and extra funds? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got some headlines?
I mean, there were some headlines, but I kind of think this was such a good Christmassy whatever. Okay, I'll tell you the one headline that I liked.
Go on.
Denmark passed a resolution recently. I don't know if it's called a resolution. Who cares?
Abby has to do sock puppets for herself.
Where driving instructors, your teacher, can sit with you in the front seat when you take your driving test. So the tester is in the back seat and the driving instructor can sit next to you in the front seat and, like, walk you through. It looks like a helicopter parenting.
Yeah.
Driving, I think it's cute.
Isn't a police officer meant to be in a test as well?
That's a full car.
I thought there was. Yeah, I thought wasn't there meant to be? You've got a full license, don't you?
Yeah,
I've got.
Was there a police
officer
sitting in your car?
No.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong about that. I thought a police officer had to sit in a driving test here.
I can't remember if the person who administers the final test, if they have to have some kind of background as a police officer.
Okay.
Did I tell you guys the cute thing I saw? I think I saw it last week before. I maybe said this, but I thought it was so cute. I was walking the dog.
And a police officer came up.
There were no police officers.
Oh, hello. And you, like, pat him on the head.
Oh, my God. But there was, there were like six motorbikes and people wearing full yellow, like, high-vis outfits.
Yeah.
And they were driving, and then there was behind them a car that said, like, driving school, and they were getting tested for their driving school, or like they were doing a lesson.
Yeah.
But it was so cute because they pulled up to all the stop signs, and then, like, in a row, they all stopped in a row, and then they, like, did dominoes of, like, looking behind them and checking, like, really carefully, because the driving instructor was like, and it looked like synchronized swimming on motorbikes. It was so cute.
That's very good.
Anyway, I was really primed for this article because of that experience. I was like, well, whatever they do is cute. I don't know.
You got your full license in America?
In America, yeah. Which is just that you have to pass the test. You have to take a like a multiple choice written test, mm-hmm. and then you just have to drive a person around. You theoretically have to like log hours after you get your you get your permit first.
Yeah, yeah.
In Pennsylvania, when I did it, and I got my permit when I was 17 years old. Mm. And then I took a driving test as soon as possible.
Do you still have an American one, or do you get a European one now?
I, after way too long, and this is actually a real thing I will say to people coming over, in the first 6 months that you live here, you don't have to change out your driver's license, but it's fine to just drive on your regular one. But then you must, before the 6 months are up, I think it's 6 months, it might be a year, I think err on the side of 6 months, change it. Then, because then you don't have to pay a fee. It's like free in the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. I waited like 2 years and I just didn't drive.
I had to drive your car once because you didn't have your license.
I was scared. Well, I had a license, but I was scared. We were going
But you didn't have
somewhere.
A Danish license at the
yes,
time,
Yes,
right?
And I didn't want to get pulled over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had to drive you somewhere.
Yeah, because I did, literally, the cops also don't know if it's legal if you're driving on another license.
Really?
Yeah, I've got, in my
that
first...
seems like a vague statement.
What do you mean?
The cops don't even know.
Because your license, an American license in Denmark, is legal to drive on. But if you live here, you're supposed to switch it over.
Yeah.
But like...
But you have 6 months kind of buffer.
You have
thing.
A buffer of a some amount. And also like the cops, it is one of the things where like I got pulled over in my first 6 months and they were like, is this okay? I don't know. Is it? And it just freaked me out. And they were like, yeah, I guess so. Like, whatever, whatever. But like, it was one of those things where like the cops were like, is it? I don't know. Yeah, I think it's fine. Like, because it's a weird sort of in between thing. Demo. So I just didn't drive at all when I, whatever. But get your driver's license switched over fast. You just like go and do it and it takes forever. They make you hand in your American one.
And
like,
they,
and keep
they chop it.
It
up.
Yeah. Which is crazy. I just went back to America and got what? Another one. But like, yeah, they don't give it back to you. Mm-hmm. Like you have to give it away. Hmm. But what was I going to say? Oh yeah, I don't know. It's annoying. The driver's license thing. Fucking, what was the, you asked me a question.
How are you doing?
Okay.
I asked you how you got your test. Was it really?
Yeah, but I had something to say about Danish.
What about you, Marius? When did you get your license?
Sitting in the back or in the front?
When I got
four people in the car.
Was the only one me in the car.
Well, yeah.
Oh yes, oh! I got it. Yeah. I got it. Okay, I have an announcement to make. Actually, the other day I was driving with my kid, and I was like, I did a bad job trying to parallel park in front of a car person that was in the car.
Yeah.
And I am a really good parallel parker, like really, really good. I like lived in New York City. I learned to parallel park in my dad's truck. Mm-hmm. And then I had to, but so then I got really good at it because that's how I practiced before I got my test. And then when I tested, like, it was like, I'm so good at it. I'm so good at parallel parking. And then we were driving the other day and I did a bad job and I drove around the block because I was too embarrassed. I was like, I'm not going to start over. And I said to my kid, to my 11-year-old, I was like, I'm famous for my parallel parking. I am famous for this. And she said, like, to who? And I was like, to your dad in our family? I'm famous for my parallel. So anyway, I wanted to say it on the podcast because I wanted you guys to know now to at least the 17 people we know are listening, I am famous for parallel parking. Okay? That's what I wanted to say. Got
I've
it.
Never seen you drive, Marius. When was the last time you drove a car?
That must be a couple of months ago.
Oh, was it that? Oh, okay, that's not too long ago.
I use a share now or drive now or that's typically it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh. But I like it.
Like a good drive?
I like a good drive, yeah. Mm. And I feel like I have... It's that period after you get your driver's license. Like, you need to get hours in. Mm. Or else I feel like you don't really have the muscle memory from just taking the test. Oh, and I feel like I did that enough. So when I sort of have long breaks, it's still like riding a bike.
You know what, Marius? Driving a car is not like riding a bike.
It is when I do it.
You shout at the tourists who get in front of you.
You shout at the tourists in front of you.
You go up one wrong ways and one-way streets.
There's no need for the blinkers or the mirrors.
Fine to go home when you're drunk in it.
All right, guys. All right. Listen. Yes. Well done.
Well done, everyone.
This year.
Well done. We did it, guys.
This
we did
year, it. We this did is it. The last one. This is the last Copenhagen of 2023.
Yeah.
This was an odd Christmas episode. I felt like there were moments of Christmas. We didn't announce it as a Christmas episode.
Okay, if you want to really listen back, a year ago, we did our Christmas episode, and there was an elf that was stuck in a snowstorm. Yeah. If you want that, we have it.
We have a very Christmas episode.
We have served it up. Yeah. Okay, go carry on. Go back. You'll find our Garrison Keillor moment.
I will give a hot tip for those.
Go on.
I'll go on. Oh, I have a hot tip. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. Mine's good. Stay tuned for mine.
Mine's also good. Why'd you say it like mine's good? Like mine is good.
Because they're gonna be like, mine, oh, Marius is hot tip. I'm gonna turn it off.
No, I feel like that was like a. I'm reading between the lines here, Abby. What are you trying to say about my hot tip?
I don't want to end the year on a fight.
I'm sorry.
Love everybody.
Okay. Marius is also
after
good.
We gave you face cake. Anyway, Empire Bio on the 28th of December and also the until the 30th December, you can go see three of Miyazaki's classic animation films from his magical universe. So there's my neighbor Totoro, Chihiro and the Witch, and the Living Castle. You can see my neighbor on the 28th, the Chihiro and the Castle, on or the Witches on the 29th, and the Living Castle on the 30th.
Literally, cool. Such a good hot, like really, really
shut
good
up, Abby.
Hot
too
tip.
Late.
I am gonna go. I'm going to
get good.
This hot tip for my kids for mm-hmm. Christmas. That's really good. It's really great hot tip. Marius, thank you so much.
Abby, you got a lot to live up to. This has got to be a fucking great hot tip.
Okay, starting on December 30th.
Yeah.
Marius, stop. I'm going to be on the BBC World Service. Marius, that is so insulting. I know what you do with pigs. You put them
under your pillow.
Is that what you're going to... I'm going to be on the BBC World Service.
Yeah.
The Arts Hour comedy special. I only make jokes basically about Denmark. You guys are going to love it. They also, this is why it's such a hot tip. This is why it's such a, he's eating cake while I'm talking. This is incredibly rude.
You're doing fine, Marius.
My
continue.
Face. A cake of my own face. Okay. It is, they are going to say the words on the BBC World Service. They're going to say, coping in Copenhagen.
Go.
They're gonna plug coping. The hot tip on the BBC World Service
is coping in Copenhagen.
Coping in Copenhagen.
Nice.
Yes.
You nice. Gotta listen to it. Starting December 30th, it's gonna be on actual radios. 97 million people they said are gonna listen. Jeez. I'm not gonna fact check that. I'm just gonna
just
believe
keep that
it.
Number. That's
just
a good number. We'll work with that.
You could be one of those 97 million people. And that's a pretty hot tip.
It's gonna be 97,000,017.
Yeah! Bam, bam, bam.
Okay. All right, guys. We will be back early January.
Yes.
And we have fun ideas for next year.
Oh yeah.
Thank you so much for everybody who. Big thank you to anyone who's written to us. Anyone who wrote an email.
Yeah.
It really means the world. Anyone who's left a comment or a like or anything
anyone
or shared.
Given us cake.
Anyone who's given us cake. Yeah, it's been
really.
Such a wonderful year for listener interaction. It really, you have no idea how much it makes our day every time somebody writes to us.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to see people liking what we do or not liking it. It's fine to hear that too. thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday. We'll be back in 2024 with some fun ideas. We have some projects and ideas that we're going to announce in the coming year. And Abby, I think we'll leave it to you to say... A very happy holidays to a certain group of people.
Yeah. We just want to say that we know that it's not just Debbie, Roger, Alex, Sean, Brian, Kimberly, Gareth, Marina, Ben, my brother, Ian, Matthew, Tommy, Emily, my friend, Mihai, Debbie's husband, Roger, the second Roger,
Marade,
Steven, Rolf, the Danish journalist, Kurt, Ahmet, Clint, and Priscilla, we know it's not just them listening and deserving a happy holidays, but it is mostly.
Until next year, stay
Copenhagen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.